This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado taxpayers will get an $800 Tabor refund next year. That's one part of a plan passed by state lawmakers in a special session this week to deal with property taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny says it's a one-time payment.
It's a one-year plan, and there are already three different groups floating their own property tax plans, long-term changes that they want to potentially put on the ballot for next year. All of those would have pretty dramatic effects.
Lawmakers also expanded the state's earned income tax credit, set aside money for renters, and enrolled Colorado in a federal program to provide food benefits for kids during the summer. More Coloradans continue to get this fall's COVID-19 vaccine, but CPR's John Daly reports the pace appears to be well behind earlier versions of the shot.
A spokesperson for the state health department says about 750,000 doses have been administered of the newly reformulated coronavirus vaccine so far. That's about 13% of the eligible population, so people 6 months and older. That's compared to the nearly 30% who ended up getting a dose of the Omicron booster. And earlier in the pandemic, about 7 in 10 Coloradans completed the initial two-shot series over many months. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The real estate market continues to slow in Pueblo County. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
648 fewer homes have sold in Pueblo County so far this year, down about 22% from last year. That's according to the most recent update from the Colorado Association of Realtors. The number of days it's taking to get a home sold is up more than 36%, too. Area realtors attribute the slowdown to buyers' concerns about higher interest rates, job security, and the national economy. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Front Range is mostly sunny today, then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.